Edgar Meyer's Bible Storybook, Worship at the Tabernacle, Leviticus, chapters 1 through 9. After the tabernacle was set up, Moses did not need to climb Mount Sinai to talk with God. Now he entered the tabernacle where God lived among the people. There he heard the words of the Lord. Before this, anyone who wanted to worship God built an altar, burned his offering upon it, and called on the Lord to forgive his sins, and the Lord would hear him. Now Moses told the people, "Wherever you want to worship God and have him forgive your sins, bring your sacrifices to the priest at the door of the court. They will tend to the altar and of the burnt offering. The priest will offer the sacrifices before the Lord, and God will accept them." God chose Aaron to be the high priest. To him, God gave the most important work in the tabernacle of worship. God chose Aaron's sons to be priests also. They were to help their father. On the morning when the tabernacle worship first began, God told Moses to call the people together before the door of the tabernacle. Before everyone, Moses was to anoint Aaron and his sons with oil and put them on the beautiful priestly robes. God wanted the people to see that he had chosen these men to do the work in the court and in the tabernacle. After Aaron was made high priest, he offered a lamb on the altar as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice for the sins of the people. He did not put any fire on the altar, but God sent the fire to burn up the lamb. When the people saw this, they shouted for joy and fell on their faces. They knew God was pleased with their offering and with their priest. Morning and evening, every day thereafter, the priest offered sacrifices for sin upon the altar of burnt offering. Sacrifices, God reminded the people that sin is an awful thing, and the fire that God had kindled on their great altar was never allowed to go out. Every morning at sunrise, the priest raked the coals and placed fresh wood on them. Even when the tabernacle was moved from one place to another, the priest carried burning coals from the altar in a covered pan. God had lighted this fire, and he wanted it to keep burning always. Inside the holy place was a second altar, the altar of incense. Here, sweet perfumes were burned before the Lord. Every morning and evening, the priest carried a shovelful of burning coals from the great altar to light the fire on the altar of incense. They carried these coals in a censer, a bowl that hung on chains. God commanded that the altar of incense should be lighted only from the fire that he had kindled on the great altar. The priest also kept 12 loaves of bread on the golden table in the holy place. Each Sabbath morning, they brought fresh loaves and removed the stale ones. These loaves were called showbread. Only the priests were allowed to eat these bread. The priest also tended the 7 lamps that burned on the golden candlestick. Every day they filled the lamp bowls with fresh oil and kept the light burning.